The usual eclectic mix of items in this month's show, including a new CD, a request, a live concert extract, and other interesting items which I'll cover in more detail during the course of this, the June edition of Organ First Radio. I'm going to start in the accepted way with an overture which comes from a new CD by that very popular organist Steve Hubble. Gypsy is a 1959 musical with music by Jules Stein and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. It's loosely based on the 1957 memoirs of Gypsy Rose Lee, the famous striptease artist, and focuses on her mother, Rose, the ultimate show business mother. It follows the dreams and efforts of Rose to raise two daughters to perform on stage and cast an affectionate eye on the hardships of show business life. Now, one thing you can always guarantee with Steve Hubble is that when he chooses a musical to include in his recordings, he goes the full nine yards, as they say. And more of that statement after this opening track from his CD titled My Music Part 2. It is indeed the overture to Gypsy.
Thank you.
The overture to the show Gypsy, played by Steve Hubble from his new CD titled My Music Part 2 and performed on his MIDI keyboard system. Okay, let's start with the CD title first. A couple of years ago, Steve celebrated 30 years in the music business, and I can vouch for that fact because I worked with him back in the Morecambe AOE Pontins Organ Festival days, and this recording is a follow-up to his earlier one, which was titled, guess what? My Music Part 1. The concept is to try and record music that has in some way or other been part of his life. So, who knows? Might even be a Part 3. Now, I can't fault his choice or, for that matter, the performances of the remaining 12 items. But there is one track that stands out for so many reasons, and that is the music from The Phantom of the Opera. This 19-minute track includes just about every tune from that famous show, not just the popular ones, but the ones that so many other organists cast aside. Believe me, the CD is worth it for that one track alone, so I'm not going to play it, but respectfully suggest you take my word for it and go get yourself a copy. In the meantime, here's something a little less lively, and this is One Brief Summer. Once again, Steve Hubble and his MIDI music system.
Thank you.
From a rather obscure film of 1970, that was the theme, written by Roger Webb, of One Brief Summer, played there by Steve Hubbell. As I explained to Steve, it was going to be quite a hard job deciding what to include in the programme, and apart from the aforementioned Phantom medley, I wavered between Carl Jenkins' hauntingly beautiful Benedictus, Stevie Wonder's Sir Duke, and even one from the Joe Loss Band era, Papa Yaquero, to name but three. So please do take my word for it and get yourself a copy of My Music Part 2 by Steve Hubbell, and at the same time make a note not to miss him if he happens to be booked at your club. Now for this next item I have to thank Bernard Fairbrother, who used to run the Warrington Organ Club together with his wife Millie for a great many years. He sent me a cassette of a live concert given at the Cavea Coll Organ in Parr Hall, Warrington, played by organist Ken Stroud, a cinema organist of early Granada days and a most jovial entertainer and sought-after organ club artist in later life. The recording was of a concert in 1990, from which I've extracted something listed as Accordion Antics, which I suspect may not be the correct title, and that's going to be followed by The Sun Has Got His Hat On and The Sunny Side of the Street. Here's Ken Stroud. Thank you. Accordion Antics, The Sun Has Got His Hat On, and On a Sunny Side of the Street, played there by Ken Stroud at the Classical Cavea Coll Organ in Parr Hall in Warrington, which I understand plans were being considered to have this famous organ transferred to a new home in St Mary's Roman Catholic Church in Warrington. But Bernard Fairbrother, who sent me that recording, says that although talks have taken place for the best part of 2 years now, there's still no firm decision. On with the show then, and a request from Colin Wilkinson to include Robin Richmond playing his famous signature tune, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bobbin Along, which is then going to be followed by The Clouds Will Soon Roll By and Yesterday, all played on the Wurlitzer that used to be in the Gaumont Cinema in Manchester.
Thank you.
Yesterday, The Clouds Will Soon Roll By, and of course opening that selection, the famous signature tune of Robin Richmond, who played that at the Wurlitzer organ that used to be in the Gaumont Cinema in Manchester. Now, Colin Wilkinson, who requested that famous signature tune, was, like myself, a former cinema projectionist for ABC Cinemas. For a number of years, he worked at the Broadway Cinema in Eccles in Manchester, which closed its doors in 1974 and is now, I understand, a Morrison's supermarket. Well, I guess by now that Robert Wolfe is well and truly into his stride entertaining the visitors to the Thursford Collection by playing the lovely Wurlitzer installed therein. But for a change, let's have a listen to him playing a trio of dream tunes on the Lowry organ, the Stardust model, in point of fact. And here they are, All I Do Is Dream of You, I'll See You in My Dreams, and You Can't Stop Me from Dreaming. Thank you. Robert Wolfe at the Lowry organ, and in a dreamy mood too. Now, apart from just one organist, Gene Martin, I can't think of any other solo keyboard artist who's ever got past the judges on Britain's Got Talent. It's known that Simon Cowell hates organs and keyboards, and my feeling is that every so often the researchers send one artist through to the auditions just so that they can become ridiculed. A recent example was someone who came on dressed in some kind of beer keller apparel, attempted a greeting in German, and proceeded to play an electronic accordion rather badly. The buzzers cut short his minute of fame, which wasn't a surprise to him, I guess. Perhaps he should have taken lessons from Sam, the accordion man. Five-stop French accordion played from the console of the Wurlitzer that used to be in the Oldie Pizza Joint in San Lorenzo, California, played there by one-time organist Bill Langford. A fire unfortunately destroyed the organ back in 2003. Mind you, Britain's Got Talent isn't the only television programme that seems to treat organs as a means of ridicule. I had hoped that I might see and hear the Wurlitzer in Corin's Music Museum near Liscard in a recent series devoted to old railway stations, but instead presenter Paul Merton devoted no more than 2 minutes to his visit, using the organ to waltz off in search of some hidden natural spring water well. So, for anybody else that was hoping to hear the Wurlitzer therein, and with thanks to broadcasting colleague Stephen Ashley, here is the sound of Paul Corin's ex-regent Brighton Wurlitzer in the hands of the organist who recorded, broadcast and made it famous, Terence Casey. Thank you. The Moonbeams Dance, and obviously taken from a restored 78 RPM recording, that was a composition by jazz pianist Carol Gibbons, played by Terence Casey on the Regent Brighton Wurlitzer, which for many years has been a featured attraction at Corin's Music Museum in Cornwall. Richard Bauer, now there's a name you hear very little of on the concert circuit these days. The last I heard, he was living somewhere up in Scotland. So let's remind ourselves of the days when he was both a solo artist and one half of the Key Clicks duo with Ian Griffin. However, on this occasion, this is Richard going solo on the Yamaha HS8 with Part-Time Lover. Part-Time Lover, played on the Yamaha HS8 by Richard Bauer. In recent times, two more names in the theatre organ world have passed away, one of whom was only in this country playing concerts and supporting the work of the Rye Organ Academy, and from what I gather was due back to play a concert last month, but died very suddenly from a rare form of liver cancer. Tony Wilson was born in England, but he then went to live and work in Los Angeles and was connected with the Los Angeles Theatre Organ Society in a big way. Seems that he only made two recordings, one back in the LP days and the last one in the late 90s. And although When I spoke to him on his visit here, he did indicate that he was in the process of completing another CD, but it looks as though that may not have happened. Instead, here he is at what is thought to be the San Gabriel Civic Auditorium Wurlitzer with the Dengonzo Samba. The Dengonzo Samba, played by Tony Wilson from a rather unique CD, inasmuch that there's not only 16 delightful tracks, but a whole section of the CD is also interactive. So in other words, it's a CD-DVD, and it contains additional copies of the tracks in MP3 format, as well as some very nice screensavers and an interview with the artist. Another unique release is this next one by Larry Douglas Embury, who passed away in mid-February. Since 2002, Larry Embury had been the organist in residence at the Mighty Muller Organ in the Fox Theatre in Atlanta, and some years ago he released a CD-DVD set which had one disc with all the music tracks and the other was a DVD version with the same tunes, but enhanced with Kaleidolopic's background visuals, which added visually stunning images to the music tracks. With added bass and drums, Larry double tracks the organ and piano parts in this improvisation of Paul McCartney's Yesterday.
Thank you.
Yesterday, played there by Larry Douglas Embury with some friends at the Fox Atlanta in Georgia. Last month, I was able to re-establish contact with an American organist by the name of Dale Zeiger, who, years ahead of the days when every kind of percussion instrument sound was built into electronic organs and keyboards, set about building and designing his own percussion bandbox, for want of a better description. Inserted into this ancillary cabinet were actual castanets, woodblock, triangle, snare drums, bells, etc., etc., and all controlled from the keyboard of his Con Deluxe electronic theatre organ. Dale then sent the output through 12 amplification channels, 23 speakers, and 3 Leslie tone cabinets. Well, here's just a short taster from his one and only LP recording. It's the tune called Java. Java, played there by Dale Zeiger on the Con Deluxe electronic theatre organ. And hopefully, in the not-too-distant future, Dale's promised to send me some tracks which he's recorded on a huge custom-built Wurlitzer pipe organ that he now owns. For today's closer, I'm going to return to the Mighty Mo in the Fox Theatre Atlanta in Georgia, and a recording which I feel is the finest ever recorded on that huge instrument. Here then is Maestro Hector Oliveira to play for us the Trolley Song. So until the next time we're together on Organ First Radio, this is Alan Ashton, as ever, saying bye for now. Thank you.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.